Okay, let's get started with today's daf, Ksubas daf Samach Beis. We are on Samach Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom. And again, the next couple of dafim, as we'll see, the next daf and a half or so are a lot to say, jam-packed. The famous story we'll have on tomorrow's daf, the story of Rabbi Akiva and his wife, which comes up, starts at the end of today's daf, but we'll be discussing that tomorrow. Okay, but now let's do what's on our agenda. We'll start with Amar Rav, about 10 lines up from the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav. Machlokes b'mefarish, the machlokes. We had a machlokes between Bishamay and Bishila in the Mishnah, where a person asserted the hana of tashmish of his wife on himself. That's the only formulation that would work, as we discussed in the last year. A person cannot asser his own obligations on his wife, because that's sher ksus va'ona, as we discussed a couple of days ago. A person cannot make a t'nai to have a marriage without such obligations, because it's masna mashkasa batora. So, what we explained yesterday was that he formulates it in a way that it works. But Amar Rav, Rav says, the machlokas between Bishamay and Bishilel, about the maximum amount of time that we will allow a husband and a wife to remain married without forcing the husband to divorce his wife, without the ability to have tashmish. Amarav machlokas b'mefarish. The machlokas is only b'mefarish if he explicates the amount of time. Aval bistam. But if he doesn't say anything, he's so seeming, he makes the neder and he doesn't specify how long. Dibri akol yosi la'alt of yiding suba. Even base shamai, who usually gives 2 weeks, he says, no, right away. This is unending, infinite. Then right away, Yotzi v'ding subi. You can't have a marriage like this if there's no end in sight. There's a lot of, in this area of halacha, has to do with expectations. And here, where there is zero expectations, it's the unknown. So that could be sometimes even worse than having a long expectation. But the Gemara elsewhere says in one place that the worst is coming home and having a wife who's a suffik nida, not a vadai nida. A vadai nida, a person knows, okay, this is it, and this is what I have to do, and there's a certain amount of time. Suffik nida. It's yes, no, and the state of suffix is much more painful. That's what Rav says. If there's a specific amount of time, okay, bistam, everybody says, Yosi v'ding suba. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel argues and says, no, afilu bistam nami yamtin, shema yimsa pesach l'nidro. Even bistam, the machlokes exists 1 week or 2 weeks, Beishama Beishilo, because he could always find the pesach to his neder to get out of the state of affairs. Says the Gemara, Pligi b'chada zimna, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel appears on a Mishnah in a week from now. So why do we need a Machlokas both here, where he's Mader Zishim Mitash Mishamita, and there? So let's see, what's the case there? Ditznan, the Mishnah says, HaMader Zishto Mi Lehenoslo. If somebody makes a ned there, Hana'a, Stam Hana'a, not just Tashmish, like our Mishnah talks about, but somebody's Mader Zishto, the Mishnah later on, that we'll have on Daf Ayin, Mi Lehenoslo, so Ach Lo Shem Yom, if it's less than a month, Yamid Parnas. So less than a month, then a person could do it indirectly. And that's okay. The Gemara will talk about there. Don't you say Shluch Hashalom Kamoso? So isn't that just as bad? How does that help? So we'll have to see there. But we assume now that is, all we have to know is that it is good enough. Rashi in his classic style, Rashi just says, the Gemara is going to deal with that problem. You don't have to know the answer right now. Rashi, as we've said many times, is the classic teacher. It gives a little information. You don't have to know everything right now. You know the Gemara is going to deal with that question. So Rashi notes that Gemara later on. So Yamid Parnas, within 30 days. Yoser Mikam, but if it's more, Yotzi V'din Ksuba. So then, more than that, you have to give the Ksuba because there's no end in sight. V'yomar, or at least within a realistic amount of time. V'yomar Rav Lo Shono Ela B'mefarish, and Rav again says, this is only where the husband explicates an amount of time. Avo Bistam, Yotzi Li'alter V'din Ksuba. But if it is unending, you have to give the Ksuba right away. U'shmuel Amar Afilu Bistam Nami Yamtin. Even Bistam, wait, Shema Yimsa Pesach L'Nidro. Maybe he'll find a Pesach, and therefore, you don't force the divorce right away. Question mark. So what do we need this machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, by both Mishnayos, which are just eight daf apart from each other? So it says the Gemara Tzricha, you need them in both cases. Diyed mar baha, if you only had it over there, the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Baha ka'amar Rav, maybe only there Rav said his shita, that you have to, in our case, only there Rav says you have to divorce right away. Mishum delo efshar b'parnas. Because there's no other way to give the benefit to the wife. You can't make a parnas for a maisabia. So that's why maybe Rav here says Yotzi v'din ksuba right away. Aval biyahid to efshar b'parnas, emi modi l'lishmol. But over there, there's another alternative. over there, he could do it through a semi-shliach, through another person, a parnas. So maybe there he would agree that you have more flexibility. So that's why you need the machlokas over there too. V'yed Rabbi Yahi, and if you only had that case, b'hach kamar Shmuel, maybe only over there does Shmuel say what he says, that there is the flexibility. Avo b'ha'im emodilei l'rav, but over here, not. He would agree to Rav that you have to divorce right away. Katsricha, that's why you need both. Okay. So now we get to the rest of the today's actual daf, which is about the second half of the Mishnah, which has to do with the different times that different occupations allow in terms of how busy the husband is and whether he's home. And halacha has a balance between the obligations that a husband has versus the understanding that he has to make a parnasa. And if somebody is in a certain field, so then this is what the wife expects when they get married. As the Gemara will talk about, this is all where this was the state of affairs when the marriage happened. Something didn't change after marriage. So, halacha understands that. So, the commissioner gave all different times. Well, once a week, twice a week, once a month, once every 6 months, etc. So, Talmidim Yotzen LaTalmud, so the Mishnah had those said that Talmidim, people who are learning, could go out to learn Shelo Birshus. Without Rishus, the Mishnah had said Shloshim Yom for a month. Even without rishus, even for a month, because you have to understand, a month, as in the days of old, when people used to go to the yeshiva and only come back at certain intervals of time, again, like we alluded to, again, tomorrow's daf, we'll have the story of Rabbi Akiva, all the years that he left for, so they could go shelo rishus for 30 days. They asked the Gemara, rishus kama, what happens if the rishus is given by the wife? So, how long? Is there an amount? So Gemara says, what do you mean? Kama devoy, however much is wanted. Meaning, if she gives rishus, so then it could be as many years. The Gemara said, no. Urcha de milsa, comma. No, urcha de milsa, meaning even if rishus is given, you know, it might be being given in a certain way that the woman doesn't really want it, and there's still a limit. Rei Rashi says on top, derech eretz, shelo yisa alav chet, afilu hu yachol lefatosa, shetitin lo rishus. Even if you can convince her, you know, honey, come on, it's Talmud Torah, I'm going to become the Gadol Ador, you know, it's going to be amazing, I'm going to get all these smichas, don't you want this? Don't you want your children to have such a father? So at the moment in time, she might be pressured and she might be convinced to say it. But the Gemara understands that's not the best thing for a relationship. And therefore, what's in Derech Eretz? What is the appropriate way? So the Gemara answers, Machlokas, another Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, Chodesh Kan, V'Chodesh Babayis. A month here, a month there. Switch off. 1 month, 1 month, 1 month, 1 month. Shene Emar, as you know that from the armies of David HaMelech, l'chol devar ha-machlokos, ha-ba'a v'ha-yotzeis, chodesh v'chodesh, l'chol chadshei hashana. So we darshan from there every month, and Rashi notes that there's an extra phrase in the pasuk. Rashi on the fourth skinny line, havile lemechta v'mesharsim ha-samelech, l'chol devar ha-machlokos, chadshei hashana. What do you have, this extra phrase of chodesh b'chodesh? So we darshan it to mean 1 month here, 1 month there, referring to something, somebody else, not actual armies, but we might call them the armies of Hashem, right? The lomdim, and therefore, that's what it is referring to. So 1 month, 1 month. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Chodesh kan v'shnayim b'beiso. 1 month here, and 2 months at home. 1 month away in yeshiva and 2 months. You got to be 2/3 at home. Shnei Amar, Chodesh Yu Balavanon, when they built the Beis HaMikdash. A month up in Lebanon, cutting down the trees. Shnayim Chadashim Bebeso. So, Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Tosfos asks on top, that this is going with Rashi Pshat of what the question is. You know, what's appropriate? So, a month, 2 months, how did Rabbi Akiva go for 24 years? So, all the Tanoim. So how did that work? Says Tosfos on top of Yom Tomar. Hech Yotza Rabbi Akiva v'chol hanu d'lekaman. All these stories about the Tanan that went for so many years. What, they weren't following Derech Eretz? They weren't l'chachila? So Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, the Yesh Lomar, Rabbi Akiva is different. You know, Rabbi Akiva didn't have to convince his wife. Tahasam below pitui. Hayasmechos. Shahayu ba'alein hochel lomotorah. V'lios tamidei chachamim. V'yadarava. Adai didahachi nasu. Shiyochel lomotorah. This is why Rachel married Rabbi Akiva. Right? She saw his potential. Rabbi Akiva. So when we're talking about the great Tanoim, You know, that you come home, as we'll learn Bezram later today, when there's a fire in front of you, an Amuda Ish, that follows, goes in front of you when you're going back home, that type of learning is a little different type of learning. Right, like we had it back in Maseches Chagiga, the Tosas quoted the Yerushalmi about what happened by the Bris of Acher. All the Amoraim were sitting there, the Tanaim were sitting there and learning, and there was fire all around them, and that's why the father of Acher says, oh, I don't know, do I want this? This is what my son's going to have? This different type of Talmud Torah. So that's number one. So we can't compare. Number two, and then Tosfos says, Venira Lari, maybe we're misunderstanding the whole question. The question is not going on the Talmidim. The Talmidim are even more. A Poalim Koi is going on the Poalim. If these other workers ask for Rishus, so then is there a maximum for them? V'lo Talmidim. Da'afilu shalob Rishus yotzen la'olam. Right, Lamed Yom Yachsel Beisol Yom Echad, etc. So maybe it's not, we misunderstood the question. The Rashba has a similar lashon to Tosus's first answer, and that is maybe Torasan Umnasan is different. Remember, Torasan Umnasan is a very different a category. You know, half the mitzvahs they wouldn't have done. We haven't had the category and the mitzvahs of Torasan Umnasan in thousands of years. Shem Bayachai was Torasan Umnasan. The poskim talk about this sometimes. Certain halachists try to apply certain principles to the average Jew, and really it only applies to Torasan Umnasan. Right? Just as an example that comes to mind, right? We know that the Shulchan Aruch quotes four different opinions. What one could be Yotzei Shalashudas with? So Dashli Shit. So Rov Rishonim say bread. And that's what the Rif and the Rambam and everybody, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Asid Litein Asadin. If you don't, that's the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the Lechad Chila. But the Shulchan Aruch does quote other opinions. Bread, B'dieved Mizonos, next B'dieved is fish or meat, next B'dieved is fruit. Okay, four different opinions. But the Shulchan Aruch does not quote a fifth opinion. Some people say, I learn instead of Shalosh Shudas. Where does that come from? There are four different opinions. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that one. And if you look all over Hilchos Shabbos, it's not there. The only place where it's quoted is in Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos. In Hilchos Pesach, the Magen Avraham quotes that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai used to learn instead of Shalosh Shudas. That's what they quote, and that's why, because of Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos. So the post can point out two things. Number one, it's not quoted in Hilchos Shabbos. It's only quoted in this impossible case where you have to finish Shalosh Shudas at 9:15 in the morning because it's Erev Pesach, Shecholias B'Shabbos. So that's where, okay, we can be flexible and maybe you can learn. Number two, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Tarasan Umnasan. Can't bring a raya. He didn't do half the mitzvos. Right, all the Drabanans, right? He's busy learning every second. We can't fathom what that means. So that's what the Rashba here says. Tarasan Umnasan, so we can't apply any of the rules to the average person. Okay, so that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel in terms of the amounts. 1 month, 1 month, or 1 month and 2 months. So now the Gemara goes into why does each one not hold of the other one's pasuk? V'Rav Nami, my time alomer mehahi. Why didn't Rav say like Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? I'm sorry, I said before Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't he hold like Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk of 1 month, 2 months at home? Shiny binyan amigdash. Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Efshar Idei Acherim. No, that's not a raya, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash going up in Lebanon. Because you only need a certain number of thousands of Jews, and it's not a mitzvah shebegufo. It's about getting it done. It's not a mitzvah upon me to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah in the Tzibur, right? Like the Sefer Chinuch says. Sefer Chinuch says in mitzvah Sadihei, the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Livnos Bais L'Shem Hashem, Klomar She Nihiyeh. Makrivim sham karbonosenu elav visham tia liyal regel v'kibbutz kol yisrael v'chol shana v'asuli mikdash. It's not a mitzvah on each individual person to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah on the tzibur. Right? The Chinuch and the Rambam don't have this categorization, but some of the Gaonim, Rav Sadia and others, categorize and formulate mitzvos in the Yachid mitzvos and the Tzibur mitzvos. The Rambam doesn't have that chilek, and the Chinuch doesn't have that chilek. But some of the Gaonim formulate, these are the Yachid ones, these are the Tzibur ones. So, and these are even Onshim and Azharos, but this is a mitzvah that's on the Tzibur, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, which says the three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael have when they enter Eretz Yisrael. Number one, appointing a king. Number two, wiping out a Malik. Number three, building a Beis HaMikdash. That's not a mitzvah on any specific person. So that's what Gemara Mir here says. Shiny binyan beis hamikdash. You can't bring a raya that, a person gets to be home for 2 months. That's because that's about the mikdash. Learning Torah, it's a chiyuv shebedavar shebegufo. It's a mitzvah on each and every individual to learn Torah. They can't switch that. And therefore, you can't bring a raya, Rav says, from that pasuk. V'Rabbi Yochanan, my time alomer me'ahi. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say from the other pasuk about the armies? Shiny hasav d'islei harvacha. No, there's also not a raya. because the army makes good money. You could say, there, she's happy. She's happy with having her husband away more. Okay, at least it's worth it. You know, go building the base of Migdash. You know, there's no money involved there. There, it's all nedava. So there, that's why they each think that the other one is not a good raya. Okay, we continue. Rashi says, once we had one machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about darshaning psukim, so we have another one as well. Amar Rav, anacha shoferes chatzi gufo shel adam, sighing, krechzing, breaks half of the goof of a person. It breaks us. Shenemar, v'yata ben adam, pasuk in Yechezkel, ben adam is always the lashon used by Hashem talking to Yechezkel. Ben Adam, hey anach b'shivron masnayim, groan with the breaking of the loins. The loins are in the waist. That's half the body. U'bimimrirus te anach, and in bitterness you will groan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is foretelling Yechezkel what's going to happen with the Churban Bayis. So he says, right, you're going to groan. So you see, it's going to break. It's going to break the loins. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af kogufo shel adam. Not just half, but the whole body. Shenemar, because the pasuk there says, "V'haya ki yomru elecha alma atanenach." And when people say to you, "Why are you groaning? Why are you krechzim?" V'yamarta el hashmua, on what I heard. Ki ba v'nameis kalev v'rafu kol yadayim v'kiyasa karuach. Every heart's gonna melt. The hands are gonna be soft. V'kiyasa karuach v'kol birgayim delach lamayim. The knees are gonna turn to water. Meaning the whole body is gonna be affected. So you see, groaning is affecting the and breaking and sighing is affecting the entire body, right? Da'aga and groaning and krechzing is not something that is positive in the world of halacha. The Archa Sadikim is a whole parak on Shar Ha'da'aga. Generally, da'aga is not something. Da'aga, he explains, is something that is a reflection of a lack of bitachon. We all worry. We all worry. That's the metzius. But really, we shouldn't worry. If we all believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, we would stop worrying and we say, you know, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. The Bina Le'itim is quoted here in the Biuri Adaf. He quotes, Shanacha hada'aga mazika hein laguf. Right? Groaning and worrying, it breaks the body. Kibios adam do'egu meitzar mizbatel mimenu hasheket rucho. V'lo yuchal hispodei. They can't meditate and be connected to Hashem. Ki ta'iklo ha-machshava ha-truda b'zikaron. Whatever's weighing on me. V'ha-gadola shabasagos ha-sichlios hu ha-nevua. Nevua is only shora, ela mitoch simcha. Mitoch simcha doesn't mean I'm dancing around. It means simcha that I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. Right? We know that from none other than Shaul HaMelech. Right? When Shaul HaMelech, when he first loses the Malchus, when he's told, even before he knows that David HaMelech is little David, who's going to be the next king, so he has this ruach ra on him. He realizes he's losing it, and therefore he's upset, and then his servants say, well, let's cheer you up. So they bring in little David to play the harp for him, to put him besimcha, so he can have a little ashras ha-shechina. Amazing that David grows up and gets in the house of Shaul. But that's how da'aga breaks the body. There's an amazing comment of Rav Yonasan Ibishitz. He writes in the Yaris Dvash, in Chelak Alab Drush Zayin, maybe Elu ve'Elu, there's no real machlokas here between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. No machlokas. We know we're each made up of, I should take it back one step. He says, amazing. Im yakul adam tsaros. He says, when a person has tsaros, Rachmana Litzlan, or Yisurin, or tsaros, we have to try to have the attitude of Gamzu Latova and called over Rachmana Latavavid. That has to do with our tsaros. What about when Yenims have tsaros? When somebody else has tsaros, then just the opposite. We have to feel their pain. We have to we have to be in their shoes. They themselves have to accept it. Ba'ava, makabesh ba'ava. But everybody else has to feel their pain. So when it comes to a person themselves, says of Yonasan Ibishitz, we're made up of two parts, a chelek ha-neshama and chelek ha-guf. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yechezkel, you are pain. The first thing is breaks chatzi gufo shel adam. When it comes to you yourself, so only your chelek ha-gashmi, the physical, you have to feel the pain, but the other half, your chelek ha-neshama, that's a chatzi gufo shel adam, right? The focus on the guf. But the other half, the neshama, the spiritual side, you have to try to overcome and makala ba'ava. But the second pasuk he suggests is talking about hearing out the pain that Klal Yisrael are going to be going through because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, going through that. So he says somebody else's pain, it breaks the whole body. that you have to you know, realize that somebody else is going through a tzara, and we have to feel for them. It's an amazing chilek of the personal tzaras we have to overcome and try to be makala ba'ava, but somebody else's tzaras we have to be in their shoes. And he says that's why elu ve'elu talking about, and he's medayikin in the psukim in terms of what the pasuk is referring to. Good, but the Gemara has it, the Pashtus, as a you know, focusing on as a machlokas. Vayter Rabbi Yochanan nami haksiv v'shiver masnayin. Aye, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk that says it breaks the half the body? Hahi dechi mischa mimasai maschla. It starts with the loins, but then it goes to everything. V'rav nami haksiv v'nameis kalev v'rafu kol yadayim v'kiyasa kol ruach. The entire body is affected. Shaini shmua debeis hamigdash tekifa tuva. No, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's a different type of tzara. You know, other tzaras break half the body. The Churban Beis HaMikdash, that affects us, right? Like the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, we discussed Avelos Chadasha and Avelos Yeshana. Right? This is Avelos Yeshana, but it's still Avelos. It's Avelos, and it's a unique type of Avelos. Right? We mentioned the Chassam Sofer in Midayik on the Gemara, in Baba Basra on Daf Samach, where the Gemara says, Kol Ha'Mis'abel Al Yerushalayim Zocha V'Roa B'Simchasa. Anybody who mourns Jerusalem, Zoche merits and sees its rebuilding. And the Chassam Sofer wonders, why is it in present tense? It should be, Kol Ha'Mis'abel Al Yerushalayim Yizkeh V'Yira B'Simchasa. What do you mean, Zoche V'Roa? You see, you don't see it. It's not being rebuilt. So he doesn't quote it, I don't think, but the famous story of Napoleon, that he was going through Yerushalayim on Tisha B'Av night, and he sees these Jews on the floor, and he asks them, you know, what are these Jews doing? And he goes, yeah, he says, what are you? He says, our base, our temple got destroyed. He's like, where? What? I don't see any fire. What's going on? They're like, no, 1,000 years ago. He's like, what are you still mourning for? He's like, no, because we still feel the pain. And he says, a nation that still feels the pain of something that happened 1,000 years ago, he says, they're going to be Zocha. They're going to be Zocha to have it again. Call them Misabel. If somebody Misabel about something so old, that's the Raya that is going to be brought back. That's the Raya. You see right now, Zocha V'Roa. It's present. The fact that Jews are still mourning, Zocha V'Roa B'Simchasa. Right? It also relates to the story of the Maimer Chazal by Yosef and Yaakov, that a person is not the Makabel Tanchumin on a Chai. That's why Yaakov Avinu never accepted Tanchumin, because Yosef wasn't dead. Right? So the Beis HaMikdash is not dead. Right, that's why we don't accept tanchumin. We don't accept. We keep for it, and we keep crying for it. It's not zera l'meishin nishtakech min alev, but it's not nishtakech min alev. Right? We daven for it 3 times a day. That's what we have to realize. That's this line. Shaini shmua de beis hamigdash to tekifa tuva. Right, it's a different type of churban, different type of tzara, and therefore it could affect the whole body, even if all other tzaras only affect half. Weiter. Hu Yisrael ba'ovet kochavim. There was a Jew and a non-Jew going down the street. Avikaz liba urcha. Bahadi adadi. So I guess the non-Jew had been walking by the Beis Medrash once sometime and heard a little bit of these chazals. Lo imzi ovet kochavim l'skuyi bahadi Yisrael. The Jew was walking really quickly and the non-Jew couldn't keep up. He was rushing. Adkarei churban beis hamigdash. So the non-Jew says, churban bayis. Right? He mentions the beis hamigdash, the destruction. Nogid v'isnech. So the Jew krechs, and he groans. And he still couldn't keep up, though. The Jew was still going quickly. But didn't I once hear the Beis Medrash? I heard that sawing's supposed to slow you down. It's supposed to break you. That's something totally new. Yeah, it's old, so it's less, even though it doesn't work so well in the line that we just said. It has a major effect, but it still doesn't slow me down to such an extent because it is what we just said, Avelos Yeshana, Da'amri Inshi, Da'malfi Tichle Lo Bata, Rachman al-Aslan. If somebody loses a child, then the second child is not as sharp because it's happened before. So when something is new, it makes much more of erosion. I saw one of the Achronim mention that if you look in Parshas Vayera, by the Akedah, we have twice, a pasuk apart from each other, Vayelchu Shnehem Yachtav. We have both. We have Vayelchu Shnehem Yachtav. First it says, read the psukim, Vayelchu Shnehem Yachtav, Elokim Yira Lo Aseh, when Yitzchak asks Avram Avinu then, where's the carbon? And Avram Avinu says, Hashem will show us, and he really understands what happened, and then it says again, Vayelchu Shnehem Yachtav. So what's the double? So the one of the Achronim mentions that the second time Yitzchak knew about it, not the first time. The first time he thought he was just taking a trip with his father. Vayelchu Shnehem Yachtav. So then the second time, Avram Avinu was already a little bit used to the idea. So it was old. Yitzchak was sharp. It was new. The pain, the state. And it was still Vayochosh Neham Yachtav. And Yitzchak went with the same Hislavos and the same Zrizus. Even though it was new for him and it was old for Avram, that's the emphasis of Vayochosh Neham Yachtav the second time, emphasizing that Yitzchak was on that level. Amazing. Okay. Hatayolin b'chol yom. So the Mishnah had said, Tayolin, their ona is every day. So my Tayolin, who is that? What did Tayolin mean? Amar, so we're going to have a couple of different days, 3 days in the Gemara. Try number one. Amar Rava b'nei Pirki. Who are b'nei Pirki? Rashi. Talmidim, shaharav matsui lehem b'iran, v'shonim pirkam v'lanim b'beisam. People are in yeshiva in the city in which they live. They go to yeshiva during the day and then they go home every night. So that's b'nei Pirki. They're people, they're home every night, and if they're in Kolel, they're married, they go home. So that time period is every day. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, really? Man dechsiv behu. That which it says, the following pasuk, shav lochem ashkimei kum ma'achri sheves, those that get up early and stay out late, ochli lechem ha'atzavim, eat the bread of the sadness, ken yitein li yedido sheina, he will give to his yedid sheina. What is that pasuk referring to? V'yamar Rav Yitzchak, elu nishosein shal tamidei chachamim. The women whose husbands are in the Beis Medrash and they wait up very late because they're learning and they are moseres nafsha in order to allow their husbands to learn Torah, they're going to get schar olam hazeh, olam haba, because their husbands aren't home. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to? That they have ona every night? It can't be. No, the people who are moser nefesh, that can't be. So the Gemara says, Ella, we'll get back to that. Let's just finish the flow. El Amar Abaya, Abaya says, no kid Rav. What does Tayolin mean? Da Amar Rav, Kagon Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Like Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, who we learned back on Daf Nun, was a teacher. Remember in the Takonis Usha Gemaris, that he was a teacher. Kid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Da Ochel Midi Dei, Vishasi Midi Dei. What did he do? He was in Chinuch. He wasn't a rich man, but he made enough. He made enough of what he needed. He taught. He met all his expenses. He ate from himself. He drank from himself. Agani betula dapadne. He slept in the shade of his own house. Velochala pristika de malka babe. And the government didn't come to collect too much taxes from him because they didn't have so much. So he's somebody who makes a decent, modest living. They have enough to live on. They don't have so much more, but they're able to have it at home. That's who Tayolin are referring to. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, number three, Kagon Mefanki Dema Rava. The Mefunakim, those in Eretz Yisrael. Who are the Mefanki Dema Rava? Rashi says, again, B'nei Eretz Yisrael. Me'unagim B'machal B'mishta. Those who have plenty to eat and drink. Lakachim Bri'im U'ba'alei Koach L'tashmish. People who are robust. They have enough to drink, and they learn in their hometown, and they're the ones that, right, not the Talmidim that are younger, they're always away. But it's the ones that are like more comfortable and set. We'll have example. You know, let's just finish and then we'll get back. Rabbi Yavo, just examples of these strong men learning. Two of the great Amoraim. Rabbi Yavo, Havi Koi Beibani, was in a bathhouse. Havi Samchi Le'tre Avdi. He had two servants that were helping support him. Ifchis Beibani Mituti. And all of a sudden, the bathhouse, the floor collapsed. Rashi explains there was water underneath, or the wastewater was underneath, and it collapsed. Izrami le'amuda, there was a pillar, luckily, on the side. Salik vaskinu. And Rabbi Yavo grabbed onto the pillar with these two other servants holding onto him. And he was supporting all of them, showing his strength, even though he was a osek batorah. Rabbi Yochanan, havis kasalik badargoz, Rabbi Yochanan. He went up, was going up a ladder, havis samchili, Rav Ami, Ravasi, up if Rav Amir and Ravasi, right, who were buried in Tveria, right, Rav Amir and Ravasi were there, up ifchasa darga tute, again the ladder collapsed, salik vaaskinu, and he lifted them up. It's fascinating that Rabbi Yochanan was very strong. Remember the Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in Bamitzia, where Rabbi Yochanan convinces Reish Lakish to be osik batorah, right, he's in the water. And he was very strong. He says, you're amazing, right? And he says, oh, whatever, you're pretty handsome. I'll give you my sister. Ended up being Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish's brother-in-law. But right when Reish Lakish was a Kabbalah Torah, he got very weak. So there are some Gemaras that talk about Torah's Matashas Kochosh La'adam. So that's different than here. This is talking about the Mufunakim of Ma'arava. You gotta have the balance. Sometimes it ends up making some people weak and some people strong. Amri le Rabbanan, v'chemeacher dahachi lamale lemismachay. The Rabbanan said, if you're so strong, so what do you need people to support you for? What, these rabbis have to have two servants? Amar lo, imkein ma'aniach le'zikna. No, because if I waste all my strength now, then what am I going to do when I'm old? I gotta pace myself in life, and therefore cannot exert too much energy, or else it would be something that would affect me later in life. Okay, just one other makar, something that this makar probably should be more well known, but we'll try to make it a little well known right now, and that is a Taz in Eben HaEzer. The Taz notes in Eben HaEzer. In Simin Chaf Hei, Sif Ka'an Aleph, he quotes this pasuk of Shav Lachem Ashkim Yichum Achrei Sheves, and he quotes it totally different. He makes up his own drasha in terms of what the pasuk is referring to. Right? He's not quoting our. He quotes our Gemara, but he just says this pasuk could help be connected to the famous Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam which tells us in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Tzarech Adam Sheichaven Livo V'Chol Ma'asav Kulam. Everything we do in life has to be l'shem shamayim, no matter what we're involved in. V'yehei shivto, v'kumo, v'diburo, hakol l'umaze adavar. Everything we do, sitting, standing, walking, going, ketzad. Kishi yisa v'yitin o yasa malacha litoschar. When we're in business, we're making a living, I shouldn't have kavana just to gather money, but to gather money in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Kishi yocha v'yishte v'yivo. When I eat, when I drink, I shouldn't lo yasim b'libo lasat zvarim ke'elu k'dei lehenos bilvad. It shouldn't just be to have hana, but in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Basically, b'chol d'recha da'eyu v'hu yashar achosecha. The pasuk in Mishlei, b'chol d'rechecha da'eyu. Right, that is the Rambam Hilchos Deos. He made that pasuk famous. So the Taz in Simin Chaf Hei discusses, there are different types of Tamidei Chachamim. Some people push themselves and hardly sleep at all. And then there are others, this should give chizuk to many of us, there are others that want to stay up and learn more, but we're exhausted. And we need some sleep. And if we don't sleep, our chakras is going to be not good, and we're not going to be able to focus. And if I sleep a little more, doesn't mean I'm going to sleep for a ton, if I sleep a little more, I'll be able to concentrate better in the time that I will be awake. Says the Taz, that's what our pasuk is referring to. V'dvarim elu asmachta akra shav lachem ashkimei kum dahainu sheish tamidei chachamim marnadim sheinim einayim v'oskim b'torah harbe. Some tamidei chachamim don't get any sleep and they're osik b'torah. V'yesh tamidei chachamim sheyeshenim kedei sheyilem koach hachazuk v'zrizu slev lasuk b'torah. U'be'emes, this line, yachol lilmo b'sha'a achas ma'shezem mitztar v'osik b'shnei shos. Sometimes if you get a little more sleep, you can do more in an hour than you could have done in 2 hours if you hadn't slept so much. They both get schar, as long as they're l'shem shamayim. Al kein amar, but that's what the pasuk says here. Shav lachem! It's not, you don't have to do it this way. Shav lachem, it's not worth it. Like shua shav. It's meaningless. Shav lachem, those mashkime kum, if you get up so machrei sheves. If you live a balanced life, that you get as much sleep as you're supposed to get, and you're doing that l'shem shamayim, so that itself is a worthwhile ozav. Kedish chazim mochu b'torah, nosu l'kadosh baruch hu chelko b'torah, kemo oso shememayit b'sheina, ki hako holech achar machshava. Amazing. That's the first Taz in Simen Chafei in Eben HaEzer. Okay, so we continue now. Says the Gemara Tudatz, v'hapoalim shtayim b'shabes. So poalim twice a week. Yotanya Paulim Achas B'Shabbes. Either what other Paulim says once a week. Amar Yosi Rechanina Lo Kasha Kan Va'osim Malacha V'Iran Kan Va'osim Malacha B'Iracheres. Depends in the city where they work, where they live or not. Right? It depends. If somebody's out of town, then it's once a week. If somebody is in town, it's that week. Tanya Namihachi Hapaulim Shtayim B'Shabbes. Bamedvar Hamur and Va'osim Malacha B'Iran. Right? Twice a week if they work in their own city. Aval Va'osim Malacha B'Iracheres. Achas b'Shabbes, but if they're in a different city, once a week. We know it is a tremendous bracha to be able to work in the city in which one lives. Right? It's such a bracha that we know that there's a from the Gemara brachas of Daf Mem Vav. There's a brachas oreach, which is a halacha. It's amazing that many benchers, more and more people, I think, are becoming more and more aware of it and saying it. But there's a bracha when somebody is a harachaman, right? When somebody is a guest in someone else's house, there's a harachaman to say, even if one holds like the grah and only benches up to Yechasreinu, which we're all, many times, all of a sudden, people are tamidei hagra when it comes to benching, right? You can only do that if you hold everything like the grah. right? But in that there's a harachamon, you have to say. So Gemara says it, brachas mem vav ben aleph. So part of it is she yiratzon she lo yevosh balabayis b'olam hazeh v'lo yikalem v'olam haba, and Rebbe is mosif. V'yisach mod b'chol nechasav v'yunechasav unechatzleinu mutzlachim ukrovim la'ir. That's the bracha we give. Krovim la'ir, not to travel. They quote others, other part of the bracha as well, but that's what this Gemara is referring to, right? It's a special bracha. That's a bracha for the husband and the wife also, if it's in the same city. Good. Second to last point. Hachamarim achas b'shabbos. Donkey drivers. Once a week. That's the, what their parnasa allows for. Amalei rabba barav chana labaya ichbal tana lashbina tayelu poel. We had a machlokes that we started off with today. Machlokes l'shem is Hillel. If you make a neder 1 week, 2 weeks, so, what's the whole Mishnah about? It's only about people who should have it more than once or twice in the 2 weeks. But, you know, you make a nether, so it can't work. But that's only very few individuals. So the Mishnah has a whole machlokas relating to only a tayel and a poel who have it within 2 weeks. So Amar Lei Lo Akulhu. No, it's referring to all of them. Akulhu, not just those two. He says the Gemara, V'hashisha chadashim kamar. But what do you mean? Some of the other ones is once every 6 months. So big deal. Then the husband makes a neder for the next 2 weeks. So what? He's not going to be here for 6 months. Answers the Gemara. Eino dome misha yesh lo pas pasalo, lemisha ein lo pas pasalo. There's a big difference whether you have bread in the basket or you don't have bread in the basket. Meaning if the woman knows that really it could happen anytime. Maybe you'll come and surprise me. Maybe you'll get off the business trip with the camel, you know, sooner. It's possible. So therefore, it's pas pasalo, so she's able to handle that. If it's amal pas pasalo, if it's usur, so that is not allowed. Right? This halacha, this mitzius, this umdana, is used in many areas of halacha. Right? This is part of why we allow an isha nida to have yichud with her husband. Because it's pas pasalo. Right? Before they got married, there's an isur yichud. Right? When they get married, she's a nida, isur karis. Right? Still, we allow it. Because pas pasalo, that's a different application of pas pasalo. That means it's a finite amount of time. There's going to be a time when it is mutter. Amalei rabba barav chan la baya chamar v'nasa gamal mai. What about a chamar that becomes a gamal? Right? What do you mean becomes a gamal? Rashi. Le asos gamal shalo birshus. Yeah, if the husband and wife agree to anything, it's fine. But can he become a gamal without rishus? Meaning, what's the issue? It seems like a gamal was more made more money than a chamar, but he's away more. So, what would a woman want? Rashi says, "Harvacha adifala sheyisasher o'ona adifala." Does she want? Is she okay? Like the Gemara said earlier, harvacha. She makes more money. She makes more money, but he's homeless. So, which is it? Omar lei rotze isha b'kava tiflus meyasar kavanu precious. The woman wants her husband home. She'll take less. She'll take less, but have her husband home. Wrote to each of a kav, a tiflus, one kav, rather than 10 kav and a precious and being away. Why dafka one versus, and you see on the gears on the side, we'll go with the gears on the side. May tisha kav and a precious, because 10 is usually the unit. So she'd rather have one than nine. Why dafka the one and the nine is amazing. Ben Yehoyada says, we know that a rich man is supposed to give Isur Nechasim 10% to tzedaka. Meiser, okay, it's a minog tov. Right, Rov Rishon holds a minog tov, but it's 10. So that's what the woman's saying. I'd rather my husband be the ani to get the one than to have the nine that the usher has, right, and never be home. I'd rather to have the one, says the Ben Yoyada, in this regard. That's why it's dafka, the one and the nine. And this is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, in Simen Ayin Vav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, Yesh Leisha La'akev Al-Baila Shelo Yatza L'Schora Elo Makam Karov. A woman could protest and say to her husband, right? Meaning if this wasn't agreed upon when they got married, you can't all of a sudden start going on business trips without talking about it. Shlo yimla me onasa. And remember, ona is obviously physical, but it's also, we've spoken in the past, ona also means just being around. Being around, right? The chi of ona that a husband has is physical, but also just being there. Ona means time, to spend time. Right, reyim ha'ahuvim. Sometimes they're friends, sometimes they're lovers, but the relationship is always there, always ona. V'lo yatsa ela brishusa, and only go with the brishus. The Shulchan Aruch says v'cheish yish lolim lemona latzis mi malacha shonasa krova lemalacha shonasa rechoka. She could prevent it. Could go on chamar shebikesh lehasos gamal. That is the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in the Chalkas Machokek on that Shulchan Aruch. The Chalkas Machokek says, he says, Mashma, Shem B'shas Nisuin Lo Hayalo Umnes Miuchedes. What if he didn't have a job when they got married? He didn't have a job, so she knows she's going to get some job. So if he's a chamar and he becomes a gamal, that's bad. But if he doesn't have a job, yachal achar kach l'shanos mi'malacha l'malacha b'lo reshus me'achar shepshas nisuin lo hayel onus miuchedes. Right? She didn't marry him on condition that this was specifically going to be the job. So there is more flexibility there. But again, it should be spoken about before the marriage. The Ritva says also, the Ritva in Yevamos says that if there's a makom shenohagu for a husband not to have more than one wife, and then all of a sudden later in life he wants to, you know, whatever, he's in a place where he wants to have another wife, he can't do that. Says the Ritva, it's like chamar v'nasa gamal. You can't just change things. You can't just change things over a marriage, even if a person thinks it's better. Rav Shechter always likes to quote the Gemara in Brachas Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, the Gemara about Rabbi Zalman Azariah, and when he became the Rosh Yeshiva at 18 years old, and Rabbi Gamliel was removed, and the group of rabbis came to Rabbi Zalman Azariah, who had all the milas, he was rich, and he had yichus, and it was a Talmud Chacham, and they asked him, would you be the Rosh Yeshiva? And what should his answer be? This is amazing, this is his dream job, he's become the chief rabbi, he should, yes, when do I start? What's his answer? I have to go ask my wife. And he goes to ask his wife, and his wife says, what do you need this for? Maybe they'll fire you tomorrow. And meaning, the wife wasn't interested. And he says, better to be a glass clea for one day than to be an earthenware clea all my life. And then she says, you don't have a white beard. And then he grew a white beard overnight and says, Harei ani kiven shem shana. But the question is, why do you have to go ask his wife for it? Sure, if Shechter likes to point out, because if you become the chief rabbi, you're not home as much. You're not home at bath time. You're going to be on the lecture circuit. You're going to be out. So yes, it's l'shem shamayim, but you got to ask your wife. It's your wife. Somebody wants to have a Seder at night to go have a 2-hour chavrusa. You've got to ask the wife. You can't all of a sudden just say, I'm gonna change, you know, conditions that existed when we were going out. So it's that's Gemara. Chamar v'nasa gamal. A husband has to, and a wife have to work things out where it fits both of them. Okay. Hasapan machas l'shisha chadashim. A boatsman once every 6 months, because he's always at sea. Devar Eliezer. Amar Abruna Marav Alacha Grab Eliezer. The Alacha Grab Eliezer. Not going on the boatsman, but it's going on the other part that he says that Tamar Chacham could go out, a low maid could go out without Rishus for 30 days. That's also from Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Avada Marava Amar Rav Zudiv Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Ava Chachamim Omrim HaTalmidim Yotzin LaTalmud Torah Beis V'Gimel Shanim Shelo Rishus. But Ravada Barava says, no. When it comes to Talmud Torah Neged Kulam, there's even more flexibility. Amar Rava Misamchu Rabbanan Ad Ravada Barava Vavdi Uvda Banafshayu. The Rabbanan followed Ravada Barava, meaning even more than a month, even though Avdi Banafshayu means even though they're taking risks. We'll see what the risks are. To make the risk of making a wife upset, which could have dire consequences, as we're going to have some stories in a moment. But the Rishonim here say, the Shimon Kubetz's quotes and the Rush quotes, I'll read it from the Rush. The Rush says here that even if per se there might be more flexibility, the most important thing is the relationship. Afal Gav, Dehilchasa Hachi, says the Rush, Lo miboy la'agune l'nafshayu kulehai. Don't do it. Err on the side of being home. Since a woman's tears are common, ona asa krova v'dam yelahad amrina la'el de'urcha demil sabakama avagav diavle reshus eitz atova kamash malan shaloya again avavishu reshus. Even if you have reshus, don't do it. Always err on the side of being home. And here we have the stories, some of them ending tragically. Kiyad Rav Ruchumi avishriyach kamei derava b'mechuza. Rav Ruchumi always went to be with Rava, havi rogil davi asi lebeisei komal yomei tikiporei. He came home every erev Yom Kippur. Yom achad mashachtei shmait. So one time he got involved in a sugya, and he was late. Havi masach yedibisu, and his wife was looking outside. Hashtasi, he's coming now. And she kept looking, it was getting late, and erev Yom Kippur, and he wasn't coming. Lo asa, he didn't come. Cholash daiti, she got very upset and depressed. Achiz dim asa me'enei, a tear fell out of her eye. Havi yasev be'igra, at that moment he was up in an attic. Ifchiz igra mitute v'noach nafshe. And he fell down, Rachman al-Aslan, and he died. The pain that was caused to his wife. Period. Ona shaltimit ha'chacham emas. So what's the own of a Talmud Chacham? Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, may Erev Shabbos la Erev Shabbos. From Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. The hafla is medayik in Rashi. What does Rashi say here? Me'erev Shabbos, shehu leol tainug v'shvisa v'hanas haguf. It's a night that should be pleasurable and relaxation and hanas haguf. The hafla notes that the Gemara you could have read as once a week. But Rashi's being medayik, no, it's dafka Friday night. Me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. That's the diuk. Asher Puryo Yitain Bito, Asher Puryo Yitain Bito, Amr of Yuda Bitamer of Huna Bitamer of Nachwin, Zemeshamesh Bitoso, Mayor of Shabbos, Layer of Shabbos. So it's Meshamesh Bitoso from Friday to Friday. The Maharsha here says you could fit it into the rest of the psukim there in Tehillim Perak Aleph. Right? The first, the whole, Asher Puryo Yitain Bito, it's from the Tehillim, says the Maharsha. You have the beginning where it says, Ubitaraso Yaga Yom of Alayla, right? It's the previous pasuk, and that's the whole week. In the Torah, day and night, Dainu, kol yumeachol, ve'ein eis la'onas laila, kol yumeachol, kimish atzorach lahagos b'tor yom ha'laila. But Leil Shabbos, keit shasla, apal gimayim, when he's shatul, when he's at home, apal gimayim, then he's with his wife, then asher piryo yitain be'ito, that's the chiv of ona. There's an unbelievable, you wouldn't think it was a rishon, the rush in Baba Kama, Zion Yutes, the rush says, read the rush, Zion Yutes. The Gemara at the end of Merubah talks about the 10 takanas of Ezra. So one of the takanas of Ezra was that the person should eat shum, garlic, on Friday to be mar bezera. So on that line, says the Rush, Dizman ona hi b'shabbos, shenemar. What's the shenemar? So you should quote the Pepul Charif, his father. Why he doesn't quote the Pasuk Argamar quotes? Listen to what he quotes. Shenemar, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos, Rashi tevos bia. B'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos. Rashi Tevis Bia. Vahabanos Bichlal Vashumar Bahazera. Unbelievable. Vishamar B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. Right? It's an allusion to husbands and wives being together on Friday night. But that's the Charifta wonders. He tries to work out why don't we quote our pasuk. Anyway, let's continue. Yehuda Breder of Chia Chasid Rav Yanai. Havi Ozel V'Yasa B'Bei Rav. He was sitting also in the Rav's Yeshiva. V'chol B'Shim Shia V'Yasa L'Bei Say. Every Friday he came home. V'chia V'Yasa Yavi Kachazi Kamei Amuda Denura. And every time he came home, there was a fire. An Amuda fire that was standing going in front of him. Yom Achad Mashach Tishmaita. One time, again, he got caught up in the learning. Kivan, right, all these Gemaras talk about getting caught up in learning is no excuse for stepping on somebody's toes. And making a wife feel bad, right? There's no excuse. Kivan delo chazi hahusimana. And once he didn't see that simen. Amalu Rabbi Yanai says, if he didn't come now, you know, he always comes. You can rely on him. Clockwork. Kafa mita, so something must have happened terrible. And do kfiyas amita. Turn over the beds. There must be avelos, right? It must be he died. Shilmali Yehuda kayam. If he would still be alive, lobita lanasi, he would not be mavata ba'ona. And really, he hadn't died. But because he said it, it was like something that came out, like a governmental decree that cannot be overturned. And because of that, he died. Says Rav Elchanan on our Gemara right here in the Kovet Shiurim. You see from here, this the power of a chacham, of a kadosh talking, it doesn't mean because, it's like a birchas head, even a birchas tzadik, Hashem goes there. Here he didn't even want it. It was just the opposite of his ratzon. But it's something tiv'i. He says, without any kavana, it's like an axe. An axe is sharp. That's its teva. Kenu gam dibur ha'adam. This power, the koach ha'dibur that we have, is so strong, and the koach of a kadosh's dibur is so strong that even without his realizing it, that's what Rachman al-Islan could occur. So that's what happened here. The Shvus Yaakov even has a tshuva. We're not going to go into it now. Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva in Chelik Beisim and Kuf Yadalid. Is there ever avelus al yedei umdina? He has a tshuva there where somebody paskin, a husband was lost, and they didn't know whether he was alive or not, so the Rav paskin, okay, do avelus, even though he didn't allow her to get remarried. But do avelus for him. And the Shvus Yaakov screams about that. How can you do that? It's going to lead to michshol if you think he's avelus. So he says, what about our Gemara? He didn't have rayas, our Gemara's. So the answer is yes, because our Gemara, the guy was in the next town. If he didn't die, he would walk in during the avelus. over there where he's really lost, but you're just not sure. That's more, much more of a chash that could lead to problems, and therefore you can't bring me raias from this gemara. Fine. Rebbe Yasek Lelebre Be Rav Chiya. Rebbe was involved in getting his son married to a daughter of Rebbe Chiya. Kimata Lemichtav Ksuba. He came to write the Ksuba and the dowry, do all the details. Noach Nafshe de Revisa, Rachman al Islam, the daughter, the Kala died. Kala died during the preparations. Amar Rebbe, Chas Veshalom Psula Ika. Oi, is there a psul in our families that we shouldn't be able to get married and that's why this terrible thing happened? Yasiva Vaini Bemishbachos, they analyzed the families. Rebbe Asi Mishvatia Ben Avital, Rebbe, they looked at the lineage. Rebbe Yudan Asi comes from David HaMelech. Avital was a wife of David. Rebbe Chiya Asi Mishimi Achi David, and Shimi comes from David's brother. Stop there for a minute. And therefore? So look at Rashi is very surprising. Rashi says, and therefore, that was a psul. Because the other family only came from David's brother. They weren't royalty. They didn't come from David. And that's why it's not appropriate for Malchus to marry somebody who's not royalty. Says the Marsha, what? What, David HaMelech only allowed to marry royalty families? What, Bathsheba was royalty? Right, everybody was, what is that talking about? No, the Marsha says it's just the opposite. They looked for a psul, and they didn't find one, because they see they're both from amazing families. So it must have been for some other reason. He just said it must be for some other reason, Rachman al-Islan. But it's just the opposite conclusion than what Rashi says. So Azal Asag Lilibrei, Be Rav Yossi ben Zimras, they find another person, another, the daughter of Rav Yossi ben Zimra, who happened to be a Kohen. Paskul Le Tartis Re, Shanin Lameza Be Rav. They said, okay, 12 years, you can go 12 years to the yeshiva. Ach Lafua Kameh, before they left, they had him introduced to the woman he was going to marry. And Amalu Navi Shisnin, can we make it 6 years, he says, you know, I'd like to get married a little sooner after seeing her. He saw her again. He had a second date. Amalu, Ichnes Mother Ezel, please let me get married and then I'll go. Right? Havi Kamitsa Miavua. And he was embarrassed about it a little bit because this is what he felt, but he loved his wife. Amale Beni, his father says to him, don't worry about it. Das Konech Yeshbacha. You're acting like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing. He got too excited. He couldn't stop himself. Meikareksiv, it says in the Az Yashir, Tivi Emo, Visita Emo. What does that mean? Tivi Emo, first Hashem will bring us to Eretz Yisrael, and then Tifa Emo, Parnachlascha, that means build a base of Mikdash. Ula Basok Siv, he couldn't wait. Vasuli Mikdash HaShachanti Besocham. He added Vyashraz HaShchin, even in the Midbar. So he couldn't wait, so that's why you were just like, my son, you're just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's okay. Although Yosef Tarti Sri Shani, Bebei Rav, he went for 12 years. The Asa Yaka de Bisu. In the meanwhile, his wife became unable to have a child after having all these years where she wasn't with her husband. Amar Rebbe Hechi Navid. Rebbe says, what am I supposed to do now? Nigrisha, to have her get divorced. Yomru Ani Azula Shav Shimra. Is this the tzchar, this woman who sat there as a almana chaya for so many years? It's terrible. Ninsevit sachriti. What, take another wife? So this wife will be just for a wife, and this one will be for children? No, yomru zu ishta vuzu zonaso. Right, this is they'll say bad things about him. But so there's no other choice. So boila rachme v'istasius. So he davened, and she became cured. She became cured. Says the Me'iri, right here on this Gemara. The Me'iri says, even though Me'ikir Hadin, two wives, right, when they, Damaram were before Rabbi Yehuda Gershom, right, the Me'iri notes that, it says the Me'iri, Afabi Shemutu Lisa Kamanashim, Bein Bazachas, Bein Bazachar, Zeh, Ubavasha Yehil Acholas Apeg, as long as you could support them, Karaui, Mikamakom, Ein Roy Lasos Kach. It's not appropriate. Not appropriate to take a second wife, even before Rabbi Yehuda Gershom, they knew that. Even before, Rabbeinu Gershom just said, if you have a chayr married Gershom, you have a curse on you if you do it. But even before that, not. Rabbi Yaakov Emden here doesn't like that Me'iri. He says, what do you mean? A lot of the Amorav had more than one wife. But either way, the Me'iri says that. But the, and it's according to Shulchan Aruch, at least according to Ashkenazic custom, not to have more than one. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, maybe Makam Mitzvah, there's a dispensation. Maybe it's a woman who can't have children, or a case of Yibum. Right? Different flexibility in the Sephardic world, but not in the Ashkenazic world. Okay, finishing up. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy, Havi Ka'azol Bei Rav, Bishili Yilud Rav Shimon Yochai. He was at the wedding of Rav Shimon Yochai. Omer Le, Yaakov Liadasa Ba'adach. So he was going back, leaving to Yeshiva. Rav Shimon Yochai says to him, could you wait for me? I just want to come with you. Lo, Yaakov Le, so he didn't wait for him. Why is that here? That has nothing to do with the story. So, look at the Mefarshim, not for now. Also, Yosef Trey Srei Shani, the Bei Rav, Ada'asi, Trey Bei Rav. So he was away for 12 years, Ada'asi, until before he came back, Ishtani Shvili Damasa, they did a lot of construction in the city. So he couldn't even recognize where his house was. He didn't know where his house was. Right? I can't imagine like streets that we have. They had some tents and some huts in different places. Everything was moved around. 12 years. Also, Yosef Aguda Denara. So he went to the riverbank and he sat down. He didn't know what to do. Shomali Ravisa. He saw a young girl. Tavi Karole Baschachinoi. They called her by his family name. Mali Kulsach Paten Ezo. Go fill this up and go. He's like, wow, I better follow her. Omar Shma Mina, Hai Ravisa Didan. She must be from my family. Also, Basra, Havi Yasiva de Bisu, Kanala Kimcha. He went in, he sees his wife grinding flour. Dal Eina Chazisai. She lifts up her eyes. She sees him. Savi Liba. She has a heart attack. She's from shock. Parach Rucha. And she died. She died. She was in such shock. Amar Lafan Rebona Shalom. Ani Azu is Eschara. Barach Me Alevachaye. Tchias HaMesim. That's the Pashas. You want to say, oh, she was almost dead. She was, Mom, it sounds like Tchias HaMesim. That's what we say. We said it when we discussed the Kala Nava Chasud in that Gemara in the beginning of the second parak. We said we can't compare ourselves to the Amoraim. We can learn what we can learn. We also have to realize the power of Tchias HaMesim, Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira in the Purim Gemara, to realize who these people were. Last story for the day. Rabbi Chama Barbisa Azul Yosef Trey Sreishani Be Medrasha 12 years. Kiyasa Amar Lo Avik the Avid Ben Chachinoi. When he comes back, he says, "I'm not going to fall for the same problem that Ben Chachinoi did." So he's going to break it to her slowly. Ayol Yosef Be Medrasha. He went to the base medrash and he just sent the message that he was coming. Shacha Shalach Lebeisay. Aser of Oshia Berei. Meanwhile, his son, his wife maybe had been pregnant or had a little kid at the time, his son comes into the yeshiva. Aser of Oshia, Rab Oshaya Berei. Yosef Kameh. He sits in front of him, he starts talking and learning. Havi Kadmasha Le Shmaitza. Right, there are a lot of stories in Shas about people not recognizing each other in the Beis Medrash. Right, the sugyas of Chonim Agel. Right, but here too, right, he starts talking and learning. Chazad Kamischada Di Shmaitze. He sees, he's very sharp. Chol Ashdaiti, he gets very depressed. Omar, Iyavi Hacha, Havili Zerakihai. If I would have stayed, I would have had children like this. He was talking about his son. Ola Beise, he goes home. Olbrei, and his son walks in. Kom Kameh, and he stands up for his son. Husavar Lemishal Ishmaitse Kabai. So he thinks that this guy is coming to ask me a Shaila. Omerle Debisu, Miika Abba Takam Makami Bra. Does a son stand, the father stand up for a son? What is this, your son? Right, we mentioned in the past the amazing Maram Rutenberg, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted in Kiddushin, that when he became the Gadol Adar, he and his father never saw each other again. Because he didn't want his father to have to stand up for him. So they didn't go in to visit each other. Very difficult story. But it's, that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Maram Rutenberg. So Kari Aleh, back to this story. Kari Aleh Rami Barchama, Rami Barchama called about this whole family. Hachud HaMeshulash Lo B'mheir Yinateg Zerah Boshaya Benosha Rabbi Chama Shel Rabbi Chama Barbisa. They have three generations of godless in their family. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And next time we start with the story of Rabbi Akiva and Kalba Savuah.